local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you to hour number three at 6:10 here at News Radio 92.3 Pensacola, right now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in. Texter, just before we got to Channel 3 News, they're letting us know that traffic is moving much better now with the wreck on Highway 90 cleared off to the sides, or in Excellent. The median, rather. So things getting better there. More on the roads coming up in about 4 minutes, and a weather update for the first time this hour as well. Text line, if you see anything out there or just want to interact, share some thoughts on whatever's on your mind, we're here for you. 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. Taking a look at today's top three stories, House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiling a plan for foreign aid, calling for four separate bills with funding included for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
We have terrorists and tyrants and terrible leaders around the world like Putin and Xi and in Iran, and they're watching to see if America will stand up for its allies and in our own interest around the globe, and we will.
And this differs from the package that the Senate passed back in February. That was a $95 billion package with funding lumped in for Ukraine and Israel. Of course, some conservative Republicans, including Congressman Matt Gaetz, saying they will not vote for Ukraine aid. Johnson says each bill will be voted on separately before the end of this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering the best way to respond to Iran's response attack. He called his war cabinet for the second time in less than 24 hours, and the attack over the weekend resulted in no deaths, very little damage thanks in large part to the Iron Dome, as well as allies helping strike down missiles and drones as well. The chairman of the Federal Reserve is throwing cold water on chances of a possible interest rate cut next month. Jerome Powell says there's been a lack of progress on inflation so far this year, and that higher rates should remain as the Fed continues to try to get inflation down to 2%. That's a look at our top three stories on this Tuesday. Our top local headline today: there will be a cost to the city of Pensacola in making credit monitoring available to all residents, around $82,000. Mayor Reeves says the good news is that in the aftermath of the 2019 ransomware attack, the city purchased an insurance policy to help pay for it should it happen again. Letters with credit monitoring information are going to be in mailboxes soon.
There's also a significant expense to finding a very refined, exact group. So that's part of our decision-making process here, too, is to say, well, it might just be easier to just notify everybody than to spend a lot of time and weeks of energy to get down to a smaller group.
The service is being made available through TransUnion. Reeves says the criminal investigation following last month's attack is still ongoing. More local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Austin, what's the story?
Well, for starters, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by True Green. If you want a great-looking lawn, contact True Green today. All you have to do is water and mow. Sign up by April 20th to get one application free with an annual plan. Restrictions apply. Again, that is True Green there. Let's see, looking at the traffic, the only main spot we have to worry about is that accident that we've been touching on in our last several updates. If you are coming from the University of West Florida, going over the bridge on Highway 90 towards Pace, we do still have some backups there, but it has seemingly lessened some. So we will keep an eye on that as this hour progresses. But outside of that, there's not much to report on.
All right, very good.
Overnight lows will be down in the 60s with mostly cloudy skies. It'll be dry tonight and tomorrow, but a lot of cloud cover in the skies tomorrow and really over the next couple of days. High temps tomorrow will be up around 80 degrees. If you're going to be along the immediate coast, not quite as warm. And if you're a little farther inland, maybe a little bit warmer. Jumping ahead to the weekend, there is a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, elsewhere in local headlines today, Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons weighing in on the tragic accidental shooting from the weekend. 19-year-old Ethan O'Brien turning himself in yesterday. He was wanted on negligent manslaughter charges after allegedly shooting and killing a 16-year-old at a party on Wishbone Road. Investigators say he was showing off his gun and accidentally fired it.
But it's something that we talk about all the time, that you have a responsibility if you own or possess a firearm.
Yeah.
And everyone should know by now never to point a weapon, whether you think it's loaded or not, whether you intend to pull the trigger or not, at an individual. It's just it's a dangerous thing to happen.
And Simmons says not pointing a gun at anyone needs to be taught to everybody, even children, as they play with toy guns. Excitement is building towards what Escambia school district leaders say could be transformational. Last week, the Escambia Children's Trust began discussions over expanding the Community Partnership School program at a cost of about $450,000 per school. Currently, there are three in the district, which the district officials say has been very positive. C.A. Weiss and Bellevue Elementary Schools, as well as Pine Forest High School. Here's school board member Kevin Adams.
I believe we're on the verge of an extraordinary moment to provide a transformational resources to thousands of children locked in generational poverty and crime. I mean, this is remarkable where we could be at soon.
And Children's Trust Executive Director Lindsay Cannon says the plan would look to add two new community partnership schools annually over the next 5 years. School resource officers in Gulf Breeze are now being outfitted with ballistic shields. They were donated to the Gulf Breeze Police Department by Bob Tyler Toyota.
These bulletproof shields, one in each of the schools, just helps for their safety if they have to respond to anything that we don't want really to happen. They're going to be the first ones on scene, the first one going toward the threat, and having that shield will just, you know, give them a little reassurance of a little more safety.
That's Police Chief Rick Hawthorne with Channel 3. The shields will be kept on site at Gulf Breeze Elementary, Middle, and High School. And finally, the next Blue Angel boss has been announced. He's Commander Adam Gilligan Bryan.
Over the past, I would say, you know, 3 to 4 months of kind of intensive study of, you know, what this team does every day and the lives they touch, it started to dawn on me. It isn't just watching the practices here like I saw. It is so many other people. And the amount of those people that you see, you know, people think of the Navy. They think of the Blue Angels.
And Brian was selected out of five finalists. He'll take over in the number one jet for the 2025-26 show seasons. We'll take a break there. State and national headlines coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The celebration continues at Peakmore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Peakmore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through BCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's only one spot on the roads to really focus on right now. And that's if you're coming from UWF, heading over the bridge on Highway 90, traveling into Pace. We had an accident on that bridge earlier that was causing some severe backups, and the backups are still very much present, though we have gotten reports that they have lessened some. Outside of that, there's not much on the roads that's going to hold you up for too long.
The weather overnight will be mostly cloudy with low temperatures down in the 60s. We've got mostly cloudy skies really for the next couple of days or so. It will be a little on the warm side and a little humid too. High temperatures will be up around 80 degrees, a little bit warmer along the inland areas and just a little bit cooler along those coastal zones. Looking ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first morning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. Look at our state headlines today. A Florida state prosecutor who was suspended by Governor DeSantis is running for re-election.
But on August 4th, 2022, Ron DeSantis threw out your vote. He illegally forced me from office under armed guard.
A Democrat, Andrew Warren, was elected twice as Hillsborough County State Attorney before DeSantis removed him in 2022 after claiming he refused to enforce certain laws. Warren, back in January, announced he would not be seeking a third term because he said DeSantis would just remove him again. 2 days later, though, a federal appeals court ruled the suspension violated Warren's free speech rights.
And a potential phishing scam is impacting Florida drivers. SunPass is warning users about a texting scheme that is requesting payments from customers as a way to avoid fees. The suspects are sending people a link to a fake website to try to collect personal information. The toll agency says it will never ask for money through text messages.
A day after touting Florida's wide-ranging education bill right here in Pensacola, Governor DeSantis is putting pen to paper in Jacksonville.
It's kind of a passive-aggressive posture to try to create conflict, to try to generate narrative, and to advance a political agenda.
I talked about that yesterday. The bill limits non-parents in school districts to one book challenge per month. Another provision creates a classical education certificate as an alternative for teachers.
And prices at the pump are on the rise throughout Florida. AAA says fuel costs went up by 9 cents overnight, bringing the current average to $3.59 per gallon. That's 12 cents more than what drivers were paying for this time last month. And the growing conflict in the Middle East is putting a strain on gas prices.
In our national headlines, we again hear from House Speaker Mike Johnson as a second House Republican says he'll support an effort to oust the Speaker. That's Kentucky's Tom Massey calling on Johnson to resign and announcing he's co-sponsoring a resolution offered up by Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs. It is not helpful to the cause. It is not helpful to the country.
Johnson told reporters that he will not step down. As you heard there, conservatives are upset with Johnson over his handling of foreign aid for Ukraine and other U.S. allies. Of course, in our top three stories, we did discuss that as today Johnson introducing four separate bills with funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Each bill would be voted on separately.
And the U.S. is preparing new sanctions on Iran, or Iran, I should say, after they launched a weekend drone and missile attack on Israel. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen announced a move today at the International Monetary Fund and World Bank spring meetings. Yellen said her agency will work with U.S. allies to continue to disrupt Tehran's malign and destabilizing activities.
Also, a fourth body recovered at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Unified Command says the body was found inside a vehicle at the site Sunday with the name not yet released. Eight construction workers were knocked into the water, two were rescued, and four have been recovered so far.
And the authorities are confirming the deaths of two Kansas women whose bodies were found in Oklahoma. The bodies of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly were found more than 2 weeks after the women were last seen. A total of four people are facing two counts of first-degree murder each. Tiffany Adams, one of the suspects, is the mother of Butler's ex-husband, who was involved in a custody battle with her.
The House sending the Senate articles of impeachment for the head of Homeland Security. Senator Ted Cruz is eager for a trial to begin because he wants Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas out.
Alejandro Mayorkas actively aided the criminal invasion of this country by criminal drug cartels and illegal aliens.
Tomorrow, the Senate is likely to swear in their members as jurors. The majority leader will try to end the trial as quickly as it starts, and he could have the votes to do exactly that.
And a Supreme Court case could squash felony charges against January 6th rioters and former President Trump. The justices are hearing an appeal today brought by a former police officer who is seeking to dismiss a charge accusing him of trying to overturn the 2020 election. The officer argues the obstruction law only applies to document shredding. The high court's decision could impact 330 of the alleged rioters and the election interference prosecution of Trump, who faces charges of violating the same law.
A quick recap of our top three stories. Again, already covered House Speaker Mike Johnson's foreign aid bills. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering the best way to respond to Iran's response attack. He has called his war cabinet together for a second time in less than 24 hours. The attack over the weekend resulted in no deaths, very little damage thanks to the Iron Dome. The chair of the Federal Reserve is throwing cold water on chances of a possible interest rate cut. Jerome Powell says there's been a lack of progress on inflation so far this year, and higher rates should remain as they continue trying to get inflation down to 2%. And here locally, quick rundown here. So the next Blue Angel boss was announced today. Commander Adam Bryan will take over the number one jet for the 25-26 show seasons. Bob Tyler Toyota donating ballistic shields to the Gulf Breeze Police Department to be used in the elementary, middle, and high schools in the event of a tragic situation there that we hope they never have to be used. That's the hope there. Also, Escambia Schools and the Escambia Children's Trust appear to be moving towards partnering and bringing in more community partnership school programs. There are currently three in the district, and district leaders say that the results have been tremendous at Weiss and Bellevue Elementary Schools and Pine Forest High School. Children's Trust looking to fund 10 additional schools, bringing on two each year at a cost of $450,000. per school. We'll take a break there. Sports news and health, business, and science coming up after the Fox News update. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Rigotti. Some progress made in day two of jury selection in the hush money case against Donald Trump. Fox's Nate Foy has more from New York.
Tonight, seven jurors are seated with opening statements right now, set to begin on Monday of next week, but that timing is very much fluid and dependent on how quickly the remaining five jurors and six alternates are selected.
Trump is accused of covering up payments to porn actress to keep her silent about an affair she says they had that he denies. The House has delivered articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate for trial. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott.
He has the opportunity now to say he didn't do anything wrong. He must not want that opportunity because he can't defend himself.
Democrats call the impeachment a political sideshow. Conviction for Mayorkas is unlikely in the Democratic-controlled Senate. America's listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. The world's economy is outpacing expectations this year, but the prospects for longer-term growth not as rosy. The International Monetary Fund says global economic output is likely to expand 3.2% in 2024, above an October forecast for 2.9% growth. The IMF's improved outlook goes mainly to the continued strength of the U.S. economy, which has defied expectations of a slowdown. With a couple of new reports due tomorrow regarding last summer's devastating fire in the town of Lahaina on Maui, Hawaii, shares of Hawaiian Electric today tumbled 10.7%. The utility company has been hit with lawsuits alleging its power lines sparked the wildfires, and reports are now expected from the Maui Fire Department and Hawaii's Attorney General about the investigation. Plus, the utility is currently grappling with multiple generators going offline, prompting outages for a number of customers. Stocks ended mixed today. The blue-chip Dow Industrials did edge up 63 points. The S&P and NASDAQ both fell slightly.
This is Zach Gelb with a Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. We have two Western Conference playing games tonight with the Pelicans going up against the Lakers and the Kings taking on the Warriors. And it would be best for the NBA for Zion Williamson to take down LeBron James and for Steph Curry to eliminate the Kings so we could see Steph go up against LeBron with the eighth seed on the line come Friday night. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? we can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit after 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. The only spot we've really had to touch on this hour is if you are traveling, coming from UWF. This is if you are going over the bridge on Highway 90 heading into Pace. We had an accident report there the last hour that was causing a lot of backups, but that congestion has seemingly just about cleared out entirely. So if you're dealing with any problems on the road, they shouldn't hold you up for too long.
Overnight lows will be down in the 60s with mostly cloudy skies. It'll be dry tonight and tomorrow, but a lot of cloud cover in the skies tomorrow and really over the next couple of days. High temps tomorrow will be up around 80 degrees. If you're going to be along the immediate coast, not quite as warm. And if you're a little farther inland, maybe a little bit warmer. Jumping ahead to the weekend, there is a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 6:38 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, a busy night in sports with a couple of play-in games happening tonight in the NBA.
Yes, the postseason begins tonight with a play-in doubleheader on TNT. It's the Pelicans and Lakers at 6:30, so they should be getting underway any moment now.
It is 4-0 Pelicans.
Oh, so it's already gotten underway already. Yes, winner of that game goes to the playoffs, gets the 7 seed. Loser faces the winner of the next game, Kings and Warriors. That's the 9 and 10 facing off at 9. Also, forward Blake Griffin has announced his retirement after 14 years in the NBA. He was a 6-time All-Star, 5-time All-NBA selection, saw much success in L.A. with the Lob City Clippers. So a Hall of Fame career there for sure. Also, at 6:30, just got underway on ESPN. It's the Maple Leafs at Panthers, so some Floridian hockey action there for you. Braves at Astros at 7:10 on TBS. Also got some more local teams, Rays and Angels facing off along with the Marlins and Giants. The scores for those right now, Marlins and Giants tied at 2 in the fourth, and the Rays losing to the Angels 2-0 in the top of the fourth there. And then over in women's basketball, Caitlin Clark, we reported it live, drafted first overall by the Indiana Fever, unsurprisingly. Well, her jersey sales are off the charts. Fanatics sold out most of her Indiana Fever jersey within an hour of her being selected by the team. They're offering pre-orders for Clark jerseys that it says will ship no later than Halloween. So that, according to Joe, I'm not too familiar with the season, but according to Joe, that's after the WNBA season is over.
It's like the season starts like in a month.
Right.
And then the playoffs are in September. So I hope that's just like a super uber conservative timeline there from Fanatics, and it happens a lot sooner. But
hopefully,
I mean, if that's a colossal failure, if they go an hour, their jerseys are all sold out, and they say next ones won't even come until after her rookie season.
I think this is just a testament to just how popular she is and how popular she's made the game. Because obviously, we know that the WNBA is far from the most popular sport in America, but for you to be that delayed on jerseys just tells me you were not prepared at all. And then the Olympic flame is lit. The fire was ignited early this morning in Greece at the ancient birthplace of the Olympics. The ceremony starts a torch relay that will culminate in Paris for the Summer Games on July 26th.
Very excited for the Olympics. It's a great way to pass time and get football season here a little quicker, feels like.
Yeah, well, and also I just like to say that, you know, America number one whenever we win anything.
That's right.
It's an alleyway to patriotism, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're all about here. Health, Business, and Science notes record labels have come to an agreement with the Screen Actors Guild on protections for artists from the use of AI. SAG-AFTRA announced that the agreement with major labels follows protections the union and the Writers Guild of America reached with production studios last year after their strikes.
And new users on X, formerly known as Twitter, may need to pay for basic features of the app upon signing up. That's according to X owner Elon Musk. He posted Monday that he believes that by charging a small fee early on it will curb the bot problem plaguing the app. The plan was piloted in New Zealand and the Philippines.
NASA is confirming that an object that crashed through the roof of a Florida home last month came from the International Space Station, part of a cargo pallet loaded with 5,800 pounds of old batteries. Hit the Naples home March 8th. I hope it was just like one or two double A's and not like the whole pallet of them.
Well, didn't it say it crashed through the guy's roof and went through his floor?
Yeah, yeah.
So it would have had to weigh. I mean, I know it's coming from
but
space.
But it's coming at a very high rate of speed.
Yeah, because it's entering the atmosphere and hurtling towards Earth.
Yes.
I'm assuming it did weigh a decent amount, though. Part of a 5,800 pounder.
Yeah, but all 5,800 pounds, that would have been a lot more than a...
That would have been a nuke, yeah.
Yes. The Justice Department is preparing for life. Okay, let me start that over. The Justice Department is preparing to file a federal antitrust lawsuit against Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation over allegations they have leveraged their market share to undermine the competition for tickets. Ticketmaster has come under fire many times over the years following struggles by fans to access limited tickets and high fees.
Yeah, I remember that. Social media platforms are not inherently suitable for youth. That's according to top psychologists. And tech companies and lawmakers need to do more to protect kids' mental health. Tammy Trujillo explains.
The American Psychological Association said Tuesday that endless scrolling and push notifications are particularly risky for young people whose brains are still developing. They're not as capable of pulling back from addictive experiences. The report also said social media can affect schoolwork and sleep. Social media companies like Meta, the parent of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, say they've been working to protect children, but the APA report says it's not yet enough. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Wow. 2 years of Spanish in high school. I still said her name wrong. But no, Joe, you've mentioned this earlier this evening when covering the story. I'm sure the youth are more susceptible to problems, but yeah. This is definitely something that can affect adults as well, and you and I are no exception.
I'm sorry, say that again. I was scrolling on my phone.
Nothing. I think that proves the point I needed. Just about 6:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. So far this hour, the only thing we needed to touch on was Highway 90 if you're going over the bridge coming from UWF and heading towards Pace. But that congestion has just about cleared up. Outside of that, it's just pretty smooth sailing on the roads. There's not much that should hold you up for too long.
The weather overnight will be mostly cloudy with low temperatures down in the 60s. We've got mostly cloudy skies really for the next couple of days or so. It will be a little on the warm side and a little humid too. High temperatures will be up around 80 degrees, a little bit warmer along the inland areas and just a little bit cooler along those coastal zones. Looking ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first morning WEAR News weather forecast.
Appreciate it, Alan. And pop culture notes today.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour.
So why are we playing this, you ask?
I am. Are you setting me up, or are you going to answer me?
I'm going to answer you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
The Beatles' last film. It's called, as you might think, Let It Be, is coming to Disney Plus. Let It Be was released in May of 1970, just a month after the Beatles broke up. It was briefly available on video and Laserdisc, but hasn't been seen in decades. Beatles, Apple, and Disney announced that it's been restored by director Peter Jackson, who's known for this sort of thing. He brought us the outtakes of the film in the Get Back docuseries back in 2021.
You know, something I've noticed, and this has nothing to do with news whatsoever. When it comes to some bands, I've noticed it's similar to TV shows. Like, TV shows are more fondly remembered when they don't go too far. Like, if they're just for a few seasons or however.
Sure, sure.
Bands are the same way. Whether it be the Beatles, they lasted for 10 years. And I want to say Led Zeppelin lasted for around the same amount of time. And both of those bands are often remembered for being some of the greatest. So if you are in a band, if you're an aspiring musician, know when to call it quits. Speaking of music here, the Library of Congress has announced the 25 new recordings that will be archived this year. The collection spans almost 80 years, dating back to Lieutenant James Reese Europe's 369th U.S. Infantry Band song, Clarinet Marmalade. Many popular songs were included, such as Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers, La Dee Da Dee by Doug E. Fresh and Slick Rick, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Gene Autry.
I don't know the answer to this question. Is it La Dee Da Dee, like you're saying it, or La Dee Da Dee Da?
I don't know. I'm going to have to listen to that song because I don't recognize it by the artist or by the title.
The executor of O.J. Simpson's will is softening his comments about whether the Goldman family will receive any money from Simpson's estate. Of course, after the trial of the century, Simpson was found liable in a civil judgment for $33.5 million, but very little of that has been paid. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, attorney Malcolm Laverne says, Fred Goldman's claim will be accepted and handled in accordance with Nevada law. Last week, though, it was a completely different song that he was singing.
Uh-oh.
In an interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, he said, quote, it's my hope that the Goldmans get zero, nothing.
Jerk.
So, yeah.
I mean,
quite the reversal there.
Yeah, and as you said, we talked about this earlier this evening, but as you said, you know, tensions are high, obviously.
Yes.
You got to maintain some professionalism, though. You're a lawyer. It's your job. It's not your feelings. Speaking of OJ, though, owners of the infamous White Bronco say that they're thinking of selling it now and are hoping to get at least $1.5 million. Speaking of good business decisions, they claim that the plan was to always sell this year because this year's the 30th anniversary of the infamous car chase. OJ's death was just a coincidence.
Country legend Randy Travis is bringing his More Life tour to Pensacola. The show date is set for September 14th. Pre-sale tickets starting Thursday. General sale Friday at 10 a.m. And tickets will be available at PensacolaSanger.com starting at $49.
And last night we touched on the all-time snubbing.
Yes.
Billy Joel, his 100th residency performance at Madison Square Garden, was delayed by the Masters and cut off by local programming. Upset a lot of folks. CBS is trying to make it right, though. They will be re-airing it from beginning to end on Friday night at 8 p.m.
All right, very good. We'll take a break there, finishing up a Tuesday edition with our top three stories, wacky stories, and good news next.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about Governor DeSantis' visit yesterday to Pensacola, where he talked about the limits to challenges to school books by non-parents in the school district, and also the school board dragging its feet on solving the Warrington Now Preparatory Academy issue. Also talked about the Escambia Children's Trust proposal to turn as many as 10 schools into community partnership schools like C.A. Weiss and Pine Forest, and also damage to Pine Forest High and George Stone from the tornado last week. Fairly significant. You can listen to all of those podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
For me. For me.
I did that on purpose. I wanted to capture the exclusive vocals. You know, you ever seen that on TikTok when they're playing like Come As You Are by Nirvana and then they cut the music so you can just hear Kurt's vocals? I just gave you that same treatment. You're welcome, sir. A master at work here.
Are you talking about me or you?
Well, both of us in different ways. Me as a soundboard operator, you as a musical talent.
Freddie Mercury stand-in, yes.
Yes, very nice.
All right, well,
you're up, bud.
Let's get our final check of the roads and weather out of the way.
Oh, okay, sorry. Then that was my turn. My bad. Let's see, a quick check of the roads and weather. Very quick, actually. Not much going on the roads. It's been that way so far, basically the entirety of this hour. So if you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they should not be holding you up for too long.
The weather overnight will be mostly cloudy with low temperatures down in the 60s. We've got mostly cloudy skies really for the next couple of days or so. It will be a little on the warm side and a little humid too. High temperatures will be up around 80 degrees, a little bit warmer along the inland areas and just a little bit cooler along those coastal zones. Looking ahead to the weekend, there's a chance for rain on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first morning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, very good. Thank you, Alan. Recap of today's top three stories. If you're just checking in for the stretch run here, House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiling a plan for foreign aid, calling for four separate bills with funding for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan included. Johnson says each bill will be voted on separately before the end of the week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering the best way to respond to Iran's response attack over the weekend. He called on his war cabinet to meet up for a second time in less than 24 hours. The chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell, throwing cold water on chances of a possible interest rate cut. He says there's been a lack of progress on inflation so far this year and that higher rates should remain as they continue trying to get inflation down. to 2%. Pretty interesting one in our wacky stories today, a few actually. There is apparently a Kickstarter on the way for a device called Paint Cam Eve. Austin, it's a doorbell camera with the capability of firing paintballs at a target with ultra-high precision. It could be an intruder. It could be a kid TPing your house or a little Sparky, the next-door neighbor's pet. It's a smart device with facial recognition, and the paintball firing can either be done automatically, or you can sit there, watch the app, and then just shoot the paintballs on your own, which I think is the much more fun approach.
Yes.
Paint Cam Eve is from a startup out of Slovenia. No word on how much it costs or what the upkeep fees would be to keep it loaded. Austin, if you were a homeowner, would you be interested in getting this for your home security doorbell camera system?
Me? Sure, because I know I would use it responsibly, but I think some
people... How would you use it responsibly? What does that look like?
Well, because what I mean is you could, if you can shoot people from a distance, especially with ultra-high precision, as it says here, then you could just be scoping people walking their dog.
And that
something.
Would be a responsible use?
No, it would not.
Okay, but I'm asking you, what would be a definition of a responsible use of a paintball gun attached to your Ring camera?
A solicitor comes up and I say, I'm not interested. And they say, but sir. And I say, go away. And then they say, but sir. And I'm like, I'm locking and loading right now.
Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Like right I would give them a warning.
Right in the thigh.
Yeah. So if someone is persistent, even though they know that you don't want them there, that's a responsible use. Or if there's some kind of animal that could be dangerous.
Wonder what our sheriff would have to say about that.
Yeah, I don't know. He's a no nonsense kind of guy. So, well, I know Chip Simmons is, and certainly Bob Johnson.
Yes.
A man is facing charges after he allegedly tried to rob a convenience store with a 5-foot snake around his neck in Memphis. Police say that 26-year-old Reginald Cook initially went into the store around 2 a.m. and demanded money from the register. The cashier refused, and Cook left. He returned again about an hour later, this time with the snake. Cook also reportedly reached into his backpack, and that's when the clerk grabbed his own gun in self-defense. Police showed up before any shots were fired, and Cook was arrested. And Joe, his skin is still crawling upon the snake
part. You talk about good uses for a paintball gun there. That's one of them.
Minus the paintball part, as far as Joe's concerned.
Yeah. Here's some good news. I guess patting ourselves on the back a little bit, but that's all right. You should do that every now and then. News Radio 92.3 just picking up a big-time award today. The National Association of Broadcasters announcing that News Radio has won a 2024 Crystal Award for year-round excellence in community service. That's what we're all about here, of course. I would like to think that we proved that time and time again. And here's reaction from our station owner, Dave Hoxing.
Our entire team is excited to have won this national recognition from the National Association of Broadcasters in competition with stations all over America. Of course, we greatly appreciate the support we get from the Pensacola community, and this gives us the incentive to rise up and do a better job today than yesterday. Thank you, Pensacola.
Yeah, so 50 radio stations around the country were named finalists, 10 winners chosen by a panel of judges. So that's awesome. Well done to the whole team. And Austin, as I said to you in the first hour, I'm not sure if this is accurate or not, but what I heard through the grapevine is that our candidacy for an award was pretty much dead in the water until you came on board. And then we just shot right up the ranks there.
Yeah, once we're off air in about a minute 15, I'd love to know where you heard that from. A drug-sniffing dog in Taiwan named Roger got fired a few years ago for being too friendly, poor guy. But he found a new gig as a search and rescue dog, and he's really good at it. He's been part of 7 big search and rescue missions in the past 4 years, including one for survivors of the big 7.4 earthquake that hit Taiwan this month. He's 8 now, so he's getting close to retirement, but they plan to let him relax and live out the rest of his days in comfort once he turns 9.
A Girl Scout troop near Nashville raised a bunch of money selling cookies this year and used it to help people find their lost pets. They installed microchip scanners at their local library and a nearby animal shelter, so now anybody who finds a lost dog or cat can bring them in and get them scanned, and reuniting with their owners a lot quicker. Very well done job there by the Girl Scout troop. All right, that'll do it for us on a Tuesday. Back tomorrow, same time, same place, 4 to 7 on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.